take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. You may think you can condemn such people, but you are just as bad, and you have no excuse. When you say they are wicked and should be punished, you are condemning yourself. For you who judge others do these very same things. And we know that God, in His justice, will punish anyone who does such things. Since you judge others for doing these things, why do you think you can avoid God's judgment when you do the same things? Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can you see that His kindness is intended to turn you from sin? Wow, such a convicting scripture. Paul is talking to the Romans who are building up hate in their heart. Can you imagine someone chastising you in this way? In a worldly sense, I think the word hypocrite might come to mind. Paul is reminding the Romans, though, that hatred will grow if not dealt with. He further explains that God does not show favorites, and He loves all people equally, and there will be a final judgment. I encourage you to read all of chapter 2 in Romans. But it is definitely a gut check for us today. I remember Coach Waters had what was called gut week in basketball preseason. It's where the rubber met the road, literally. Pork Chop Hill came on the final day, and it was no joke. Some had prepared well and were up for the challenge, while others fell by the wayside. Are you ready for the final day? If you were to meet Jesus today, what would your friends say about you? Better yet, what would your enemies say? Do you live a life others are attracted to? Does your life point people closer to relationship with Jesus? And I mean, I'm not saying you have to agree with them or follow what they're doing, but do you truly offer love? You see, friend, love is an action. Do you seek love and truth in that relationship? Do you love them as Jesus loves them? What's in your heart? Who do you hold captive with your hate? Dear Jesus, I pray that the listeners today would do an internal gut check. Reveal to them any undetected hate or animosity that may be harboring, whether in thought or deed. And when you come to collect your children, may we be found innocent. May we hear the words, "Good and faithful servant, I am well pleased." May we love our enemies well. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.